This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. An official for Hamas says the group will lay down its weapons if a two-state solution is implemented. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Hamas official Khalil al-Haya said in an interview that the Islamic militant group would agree to a five-year truce with Israel if an independent Palestinian state is established along pre-1967 borders. If that happens, he said, the group's military wing would dissolve and Hamas would convert into a political party. The comments come amid a stalemate in months of ceasefire talks, but it's unlikely Israel, which has vowed to crush Hamas, would consider such a scenario. Israel's current leadership is adamantly opposed to the creation of a Palestinian state on lands Israel captured in the 1967 Middle East War. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States will pull the majority of its troops from Chad and Niger after those countries ended previous agreements for U.S. troops to operate there. Here's AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
We'll conduct follow-up meetings in Niamey next week to coordinate the withdrawal process in a transparent manner and with mutual respect.
The withdrawal puts a dent in the U.S. military's efforts to counter violent extremist organizations across the Sahel region. Niger has experienced political insecurity. Chad's presidential election is May 6th, and both have seen an uptick in influence from Russia and China. Russian military trainers arrived in Niger earlier this month with Russian equipment to reinforce Niger's air defenses. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. That's VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises. This is VOA News. The judge in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial moved a hearing on the former president's alleged violations of his gag order to next Thursday. The move avoids a conflict with Trump's scheduled campaign events the day before. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Trump is scheduled to hold two campaign events that day. The hearing pertains to a prosecution request that Trump be penalized for violating his gag order this week on four separate occasions. The order bars Trump from making comments about witnesses and others connected to the case. Rashawn is already deciding whether to hold Trump in contempt for previous alleged gag order violations. I'm Norman Hall.
Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide a $130,000 payment in hush money to porn film actress Stormy Daniels to keep her quiet ahead of the 2016 election about her claim of a one-time sexual encounter with Trump a decade earlier. U.S. stock markets closed lower on Thursday as markets were stunned by data showing slower than expected U.S. economic growth and persistent inflation. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The Dow dropped about 1%, the S&P 500 slipped roughly half of 1%, and the NASDAQ lost two-thirds of 1%. Data on Thursday showed the economy grew at its slowest pace in nearly 2 years in the first quarter, while the pace of inflation accelerated to a level well above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. That dampened hopes the Fed would begin cutting interest rates this year. Technology stocks fell on Thursday following a disappointing forecast from Meta Platforms. But after the closing bell, Microsoft and Google parent Alphabet posted strong results that could set the sector up for gains on Friday.
That was Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. In sports, the Orlando Magic routed the Cleveland Cavaliers Thursday 121-83 in their National Basketball Association playoff series. Cleveland now leads the best-of-seven series by a 2-1 margin. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has that story.
Orlando turned a rout into a laugher by outscoring Cleveland 35-16 in the third quarter to go ahead by 35. Paolo Banchero delivered 31 points and 14 rebounds while helping the Magic hold the Cavs under 40% shooting. Jalen Suggs dropped in 24 points and Franz Wagner chipped in 16 with 8 assists. Jared Allen and Caris LeVert led the Cavaliers with just 15 points. Game 4 is Saturday afternoon in Orlando. I'm Dave Ferry.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. And remember to download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.